Welcome back to RSN 927. Happy Tuesday. We're loving your involvement in the show. Send us a text on 0416 90 50 52. And when we think AFL breaking news, we think one man in this country, our very own Mark Stevens. And Steve-O, it's been another big 24 hours in footy.
Oh, it has been. You're sounding like Eddie Maguire there. It's been a big week in footy, actually. But following up from Damon Header, that's a big ask, to be honest. I'm still in awe talking to him off air as well. So just a great story.
And not many athletes can have a pot of beer and go out and perform on the world stage, and he can.
It's normally a pint, isn't it?
Pint.
It's really over there. Yeah, he looks like he downs a few as well, but what an amazing story.
He's a star. Now, Steve, I fell asleep due to my early rise here for this wonderful gig.
We're starting with, obviously, Jordan DeGoey.
Well, that's what I'm trying. They've gone into more trouble.
Yeah, there is. I'll start with DeGoey, though, first, Scott. You've got to stay on the script.
Where's that say?
So the main story, I think, still is Jordan DeGoey, because it's still a state of flux. It's a delicate situation. He didn't turn up at the club yesterday, of course. Just to retrack, it's all about what happened in Bali, lewd gestures and grabbing of a girl's top, if you like. And it was interesting yesterday, the media down there. Now, let's just take a listen, first of all, at Paul Dowsley from Channel 7. He's a real little bulldog. Former Herald Sun, again, like all three of us, actually. Dowsley was down there.
You've retired, Scotty.
It's not a bad way to be, let's be honest.
This is Jeremy Howe, just under siege down there, talking about DeGoey.
He's, like, not great, so there's obviously a fair bit going on.
Wasn't he training with you?
Ask him.
You don't know?
No.
What did you think when you saw the video?
Oh, obviously, as a club, we'll just deal with it when Geordie comes in, so I haven't really got too much more to say about it. So,
do you think he deserves punishment?
Again, we'll just deal with it when he actually comes in.
Oh, a million questions.
Yeah, he's good at it, Dowsley. So what happens at 7 is we would send down the general news reporter.
Well, yeah, where's
little
Tom
terrier,
Tom? And
like
little,
Tom and
Mitchie Cleary?
We need to maintain a relationship with players.
Ooh.
So the plan is that you'd normally send down more of a...
aggregator.
You know, one-off. A guy that can come in and out and just do a bit of a hit job, if you like, and get the job done. So he did a good job there, Dowsley, obviously.
Did you see the footage though? Taylor Adams wasn't happy.
No.
He was in his space. It was very funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Get out of my space.
Yeah.
And little Dowsley's like...
He did a good job. He got George Pell Dowsley. Remember at the... he followed him up the highway and he stopped in Yass or somewhere for petrol. And Dowsley jumped out of the car. Remember that?
Hit on air by a protester. COVID protester.
Yeah, he was buying an egg and lettuce sandwich, George Pell, in the Shell servo. And next minute, out comes Dowsley.
Would Collingwood be annoyed with Channel 7?
No. Collingwood are fantastic with this. They're used to it. They knew it was going to happen, and it had to happen. I mean, somebody had to talk, and full credit to Jeremy Howe as well.
Point that we need to discuss. This happened on Friday. How no one of any authority has fronted up is a disgrace. You don't have to tell us.
But they're still working through it, Scott.
Doesn't matter. You've got to front and say, we're not happy. Tell the fans, you know, they like to use that term. Tell the fans, we are talking to him. Someone or authority had to front up at least by yesterday.
Yeah, I would have thought Graham Wright yesterday.
Oh, just CEO, president, hello.
That then takes the heat off the players as they leave. So
correct.
Graham Wright does it. That takes the heat off Jeremy Howe. So you've got three or four lines. Thanks, guys. We're working through it. Clearly, it's a complicated one, though, Quinny, because it's a hard one to come up with a penalty for. I mean, the actions weren't great. It was irresponsible. But there's no sign of drugs. There was no fight. So we're looking at some of the penalties. I mean, Bailey Smith, 2 weeks. Stephen May gets one for having a beer when he was rehabbing. And Jake Melksham gets off for whacking a bloke out on the street. So at this time, there's all these different penalties. Collingwood are trying to come up with something. Obviously, DeGoey thinks there's no issue. His manager's talking as well. So it'll be interesting to see what it is. I think it'll be some sort of reprimand.
Well, I think in this case, though, you can isolate it from what he has done or hasn't done in the case of the history he's got. So you take it away from those other ones because of, you know, New York locked up, last chance. That's why I think you can go hard on him specifically and not do it because of the incident, just do it for, you know, like Fev, people were talking about Fev. You know, Fev was a build-up of these things and Carlton went, you know what, we're done.
Maybe there should be carryover points.
Will he play Sunday against GWS?
I don't think he will, actually. missing the first training session.
I think he will.
I think he will.
Distraction.
I think they'll sort it out. I think it'll be a fine and maybe a suspended fine. And the side story to this, and it's actually probably, you know, a really big story, is the contract's now off the table, Quinny. So 2 years at about 800, then a 2-year trigger. That's been removed. So that's penalty enough at the moment. And in the background, we've got St Kilda, who I believe had a 5-year deal on the table. You know, perhaps north of 900 a year. So if you're Jordan DeGoey, you've got a decision to make. He's probably feeling a bit let down by Collingwood in some ways. Would he wouldn't be happy with the hierarchy of Collingwood right now.
Potentially not, but I think the suggestion yesterday was it might have sunk in. Over the weekend, he was like, blasé, I've done nothing wrong, we're all good, nothing to see. But I think it might have sunk in the last 24 hours that, oh, hang on, I've let them down. So he might be a bit more... you know, putting his hand up, which he wasn't doing a few days earlier. Mm,
if you're a St Kilda fan out there, maybe just text in yes or no, Jordan DeGoey at 5 years. I know Grant Thomas has come out strongly and said, just get it done.
Yeah, I'd do it. Absolutely. Yeah. Back yourself in. And if he doesn't change, well, he doesn't change. You'll win you some games. But, yeah, I'd do it.
Can you think of a player? The one that jumps to mind is Stevie Johnson. He was sort of at the crossroads a little bit, then Geelong got him going and he had a magnificent career, won 3 premierships. So it can happen.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's a good analogy.
Yeah, he was more just a naughty boy jumping off fences and whatever, a few drinks. There was nothing as lewd as this or trouble with crime, I wouldn't have thought, Scotty.
No, Stephen was just misdemeanours.
Yep. Misdemeanours, but... So just when you thought Collingwood were travelling beautifully, they got a new coach, a happy guy in Craig McRae, and everything's rosy at Collingwood. There's another issue, of course, a TikTok video, Ginnivan and Quaynor rating women out of 10 and their features, talking about people's teeth, etc. It's pretty bad taste. They're both in a bedroom together. You can hear laughter in the background. Just a really immature type of thing, Scotty, for a couple of young footballers. I mean, it's sort of 12-year-old type of action. What would Collingwood be thinking about and do about this one? Again, it's borderline actionable. I think it's just a reprimand and a rap over the knuckles. But
it's a rap over the knuckles, but it is another layer of the women issues that DeGoey has had. And, you know, this sense that Collingwood is a club, you know, they've had to do better, that they've got cultural issues. I mean, that's how they've struggled to keep that under control. And now this, and it's like, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I don't know the youth of today. My son's, what is he, turning 20. I don't understand TikTok. I don't understand why you'd have that conversation on a tape. What is it, a live show to people who follow you? I mean, that's just nonsensical to me. And I could imagine that's what the officials at Collingwood are going, do we have to say don't use your phones or something? I mean, boys.
They are educated, Scotty, these guys, aren't they?
With
the AFLPA, social media, they got all the experts in. There's no excuses.
How tone deaf are these players? It's just that, I mean, it's not worse than DeGoey, but I was just shocked when I saw that.
It was probably stupider than DeGoey, though, like, because it's just such an unforced error.
But it's a demeaning thing, too. You know, rating women out of 10 in any era, but in this day and age, it is just ridiculously poor behaviour.
Take the moral judgment, like, take us judging them out morally, though. Just logistically, what would the upside be in posting it to social media?
There can't be anything.
Maybe relax. You maybe had a couple of beers, which is fair enough. But, yeah, there's no upside.
So this hurt, to be honest, like Jack Ginnivan, right? He's a rascal who we've all fallen in love with. This takes a shine off him. Because a lot of people are like, oh, no, we'll give him, cut him some slack. You know, he's good for footy. Then it's like, mate, you're an idiot. Yeah, you're a bit of a smarty. That's silly. And Collingwood, that's what they're dealing with. They're hopefully going to front
up
today.
I think idiot's a bit harsh. Like, they're young and silly, and I think they should realise it was the wrong thing to do. Hopefully the club can teach them and they don't do something going forward. It's not a sackable offence.
No,
I know everything these players do gets widely criticised and very harshly judged. Yeah. Like, I don't think any of us think it was a smart thing to do, but there's a lot worse things that players have said or people have said and done.
It's a media manager's nightmare this week for Collingwood. I think she started yet, Scotty, or not?
Yesterday.
Started yesterday. So.
Oh, really?
She's been at Harvard, which is fair enough, doing a course over there. It was an AFL scholarship type of thing. So Nadine Narrabah, who's left the AFL, that's just stepping into the fire.
Oh, my goodness. How was work today? Yeah, a couple of challenges. What else have you got for
I
us?
I thought it was hard at the Liberal Party, mate.
Well, you had to leave.
Collingwood's next level.
Any other footy news maybe on the field?
There is plenty around. Now, Braden Pruce, this is an interesting one with the MRP, that tackle on English, which that was a lot of venom in that, the sling, English hit the ground. Now, was judged medium impact 1 week, which I thought was light on because that was really, you know, when you look at it, as an example, that's exactly not what you want to do. Now there's delayed concussion, which wasn't factored in. So English is out for at least 12 days. He has a history of it, two or three other concussions in the past. He could be out for 3 to 4 weeks with this. Scotty, I've got to ask, can you revisit this? Because clearly Chriso hasn't, he hasn't ticked the boxes. He wasn't aware of the severeness of this at the time. Can the case be reopened, given that he's now got delayed concussion? Because clearly it should be, I think it's higher than medium impact.
Well, it would have been at the time, but like he didn't know.
Well, they can challenge versions. Mm. I mean, usually they channel tribunal outcomes.
I just
the NRP is their own. Yeah, that's not a bad point.
He won't be challenging, put it that way.
No, he accept it. Yeah, it's a good point.
But it was a really bad action, I think, at the time when we're supposed to be looking at the action rather than the results, Scotty, with these tackles. Yes. Remember they said that at the start of the year? That should have been 2 weeks. I know that he played on, which was surprising.
I'm more worried about our man.
Well, he's had three concussions in 3 years, and he was up and about. Like, he seriously...
Dominant.
Talk about Bailey Smith, the exciting players at the Bulldog. He and Aaron Norton are the two. Now, he is a freak show in the ruck, ready to go. So that's a huge blow. Hopefully, he can only miss a week or two.
And he's so courageous, too. The way he goes back with the flight of the ball into those packs, he took some massive marks. Yeah. Such a shame he's hurt again.
Cody Waitman looks like he's avoided surgery, strapped up. They've got him as a test. I believe he's unlikely to play. So he may miss against the Hawks. So it's a bit of a danger game now, Scotty. Obviously, Lewis and Gunston are back for Hawthorn just in time, down forward. And they've been pretty good, Hawthorn.
Well, as we've seen with Sam Mitchell, I mean, they're a young team sort of figuring it out. But when they're on, they can...
Hang on. You two yesterday were talking flag dogs. It was all about the Bulldogs, unstoppable. And now you're playing Hawthorn are a bottom five team.
No, Hawthorn, I've said they're the best 4-9 team that I have ever seen. They've put in a great season for 4-9.
Before you interjected, I was about to say when they're on, which they have been, and we've seen that two or three times, they beat Brisbane down. They are capable, Nicholas. Mm. So if they come to play, for want of that cliche, that's an issue for the Dogs.
If the Bulldogs don't win Friday night, they are not premiership contenders.
No, I agree with that. But English, Waitman, who else? DeRay, all out.
Got a few out. Bailey Smith. Smith and English are in the top four players at the club. So that's two of your top four out. So, you know, it's a
danger zone.
Speaking of danger, he's back for Geelong. Dusty's back at Richmond. That's going to be a blockbuster. That one, like, that's a hard one to pick. Cochin, it's a fractured clavicule.
And that tackle, the missed tackle.
Yeah, so
kept playing on. Courageous.
Probably miss a week or two with that. They'll put a pin in that. And we spoke about the mandate. We've had texts about Liam Jones. Nothing will change this year with that vaccination.
Will he be back at Carlton next season?
I think he'll be back in AFL footy, whether it's at Carlton, I'm not sure, because... Vossie sort of said they're pretty quick to move on, Scotty, didn't he, with Liam Jones? I think he's got some currency if he stayed fit.
If he comes back and does a proper pre-season,
to be honest, he's perfect to go back to the Bulldogs in the back line as a key back.
Wowee. I like this.
Yeah, I think he'd be perfect at either of his two former clubs, the Bulldogs or the Blues.
Is it? Obviously, they had to bring that mandate in at the time. And things have changed. Society's changed. But it's just we're in a season, Quinny, and there's no more drafts. There's no more mechanisms to get there. So I feel a little bit sorry, to be honest, for Liam Jones. He did that on his own.
He's been a bit unlucky with it, the way it's played out.
Very unlucky.
No, I hope he comes back. I hope he comes back. Has another crack.
He's a good character.
Well, we'll see what happens down at Collingwood.
Anything else to leave us with?
No, there'd just be more media down there today. And I just stick by that Jeff Walsh one down to North. It hasn't got a lot of traction yet, but stay tuned there. North need to do something. He's the ideal man. And I wonder who Channel 7 will be sending down today after Quaynor and Guinevere.
Oh, no. Tom and Mitch will appear now.
No, I think Dowsley might have another crack.
Anything for the sounding board, boys? You two get regular mentions in that.
Oh, I think Mark Robinson might feature in today's version.
I avoid the sounding board.
No, it's very good.
Yeah.
It's very good.
I love it. No, it's very impressive. Now, I've had some correspondence about our Jane Bunn.
Ah, yes.
There's
He's
a bit of a,
nervous.
Yes. Sun not,
He's got it wrong.
Sun not further away, just lowest angle in the sky.
Mmm. Okay.
Ooh, Jane, what do we think? He's contemplating that.
That's all right. He's still...
The sun stays at the same distance regardless?
I don't know.
Hang on. Jane's back.
I think I was in the right postcode. It's semantics.
Yeah.
No, but I'm happy to... Your mailman probably spot on the money there.
So you're saying that the sun moves further distance away as the seasons go on?
Splitting hairs.
I'm not an expert. I just know...
It was a great information.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate that.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Scott.
Now, we're going to take a short break. Thank you very much to you, Steve-O, as per usual. Entertaining and informative.
Good on you, Quinny. I think this guy's got a dark personality.
No comment.
Ching, ching. Well done.
We're going to take a short break. On the other side of this break, we're going to chat to Kate Maloney from the Melbourne Vixens. She's the skipper. She needs to rally the troops if they're going to be back in the grand final. You're listening to RSN.